At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
We may have peaked yesterday, but we're back. It's day two in Dublin. It's a beautiful day in Dublin. The gang's all here. Our starting lineup is Fritzy, Seton, Marv, Pauly, and a special Danette, at least for the rest of today. Will Ferrell is back.
I'm back.
Again.
I made it back.
Although, most valuable Danette yesterday, and he has vowed to be least valuable Danette today.
That's my goal.
Congratulations.
Full spectrum.
Yes. Yep. We'll have a poll question. By the way, Will is taking a pie to the face a little bit later on in true Danette style. We have to pick the pie. I said shepherd's pie right out of the oven, and some other people are looking for some pies for. So you'll take a pie later on today.
I will.
Like a true Danette.
Yes.
All right. We'll come up with a poll question. Obviously, one better than Will's yesterday. I think it was about the Yankees and would they lose 12 in a row. They won last night. Aaron Judge had some home runs there, three home runs. So we're not going to use that poll question. You don't have any notes today. You don't have any poll questions today. You basically are mailing this in.
I do. No, I have a poll question.
Okay.
I have a poll question.
All right.
It's a little, poll question. Can they be multiple choice?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Here's my poll question.
Okay.
Which animal can recognize human faces? Is it a chicken, a giraffe, or a lobster? That's the poll question.
Okay.
I got it from an Irish morning talk show.
Okay.
This morning.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Jimmy and the Leprechaun, I
do know the answer.
All right. Yeah, see.
I'm not trying to nitpick, but isn't that more of a trivia question than a poll question?
Yeah, I guess so.
We'll go with it. It's original.
You're polling people's opinion of who they think.
We're 2 minutes in and you're already tanking this show, okay? Can you wait a little
okay.
while? This
right.
is why
okay.
you're getting a pie to the
okay.
face.
All right.
Well,
all right.
By the way, walking last night in Dublin, and a lot of beautiful people, wonderful fans came up, and including one gentleman who said, hey, I loved you as Ron Jeremy. And I said to Will, have you ever been told that you were great as Ron Jeremy?
That was a first.
Yeah.
That
Ron Burgundy, he later right. corrected himself. But
right.
Ron, and I don't know other movies that you've been in, but I don't think you've portrayed Ron Jeremy.
No.
Okay.
But I think he was not, I think he literally was saying that I was Ron Jeremy.
No, he thought you were Ron Burgundy.
Oh.
He screwed up the name.
Got
yes,
it.
Marvin.
Does Will need a prosthetic to play Ron Jeremy?
Whoa. Well,
personal.
We saw prosthetics yesterday on the show with Step Brothers, but we don't need to delve.
No,
we do not. We got to clean up our act. Marcus Freeman, Notre Dame head coach, will join us coming up here in a little bit. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DP Show. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Poll question. Any suggestions there with the back row with Seton or Fritzy?
Yeah. Well, Todd has some that are more about last night and our experiences.
Okay.
Mine are a little more straightforward, sportsy.
Okay.
Questions.
Let's start with Todd.
Do you think any of the BRGs played up their TV roles on the show to pick up ladies at the Dublin pubs?
Okay, so we have some backroom guys who made the trip.
I fill in for Dan sometimes when he's not hosting. He's on vacation. I host two days a week.
Yes, Paul.
I can help here. We were outside a whiskey bar, a lovely whiskey bar.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
And we went outside. You can kind of drink outside in Dublin. And these three girls walk up, and she's like, they're like, what's the hubbub? And they start talking to some of the single guys that work on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And every guy was positioning, jockeying, also trying to avoid Fritzy taking over the situation.
Yeah, by the way, you take the air out of the room for the single guys.
I like to chat and flirt a little bit.
I know.
I don't mean to screw it up for everybody else.
Well, you did. Okay, continue, Paul.
I will credit. I'm not going to name names. But one of the single guys had move of the night. He said, by the way, girls, there's free whiskey inside. Right in the room.
Okay.
Right in the room. Worked.
Okay. That's all that happened, though.
Absolutely. Yeah, when the drinks ended, they left.
Yeah, yeah. It would be strike one, strike two, strike three with the three different women.
Are you
there
on TV in States? Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I thought you were just in the back kind of, no, we're right there.
Camera. It's a BRG.
Very famous.
Yeah. What is a BRG? It's a backroom guy. I'm a backroom guy.
That's cool. We got a podcast.
Yeah. There was a guy who said, hey, can I meet Dylan? I just want to hear his voice. And I got Dylan from behind the, I said, Dylan, come on out there and meet this guy from Minnesota. And he said, I just want to hear you talk. And Dylan, you know, did his...
What do you mean?
And he goes, that's all I wanted. He came over here. We had people, there's people who came over, not for the game. They wanted to say hello to us. So, you know, we had a woman we met from New Hampshire last night. Great. Yeah. Brought me a T-shirt and a picture of her dad. So... a lot of great people over here.
And, pretty sick, though.
And enjoying.
So good.
Dan, we received wonderful coins last night as well.
We did.
Doubloons?
Yes. We got, these are from the Naval Academy.
Naval Academy.
Yeah, so we got that. I'm not sure what we do with it, but I know that. Hey, by the way.
I think you're allowed to board any U.S.
submarine?
Any naval vessel.
Oh, with that.
You just show your coin,
okay,
and you can go anywhere in the world.
By the way, you have a hat that you're supposed to wear every time you turn on your microphone.
That's right. Yes, I'm borrowing the hat of, hold on here, let me grab my cheaters, midshipman Landon Opp.
Landon Opp, okay.
Has and allowed he, me to borrow his hat.
Yeah.
For today's show.
Oh, yeah. It's very becoming.
Very nice.
So,
there's a Captain Steubing. Like, there's a Love Boat feel to you.
Yeah.
I like that. It's not exactly Richard Gere, an officer and a gentleman. Just saying. It's not. What other poll questions do we have today, Todd?
We've got, if you're at a corporate function and someone is being too clingy or talkative, you should.
Oh no. Oh. No names.
No names.
No
could be anybody.
Hi-oh. No.
Hi-oh.
No descriptions either.
The following choices are, just deal with the situation. It's a business event. Smile, nod, say I'll be right back, and then never come back. Or be honest and tell him or her to please stop invading your social space.
At times uncomfortable last night, where we had a stage 5 clinger, and
man, I don't know where we go here.
I know, because you can't quite, yeah.
No.
Details, right.
And you probably, faced it more than we did.
I took a lot.
You took some bullets for us. I took some shrapnel. Yes, you did.
I took some shrapnel for the group.
He's a patient man.
Every time we turned around, we just had somebody who was right there.
Yeah.
Right there. Not like in the distance off to the side, like right there. Like if you turned around, you'd hit him right in the head.
Yeah.
And it was that was the laugh.
That on.
And it didn't get old after 4 hours. Plus, Will is a funny guy. No matter, so some people will laugh even if it's not over the top hysterical.
Yep.
But whatever you said last night,
I did get a courtesy laugh. I got a lot of courtesy laughs.
Yes, you did. Yeah.
Yeah, that was wild. Yeah.
Yeah, Paulie.
All I'll say is I was right there when this gentleman was talking to Will. Will was very patient. Will knows more about Division II baseball now.
No. We're not. Oh. We're getting into. Okay. Any other poll questions today?
Hey,
we're going to see this person later today. Yeah. And I'm hoping we're sitting right next to him at the football game. That'll be great. I was listening. I was hearing that in my dreams last night. I truly thought if I woke up, he was going to be right there next to me. Hey, one more thing I wanted to tell you about. Todd, what else do we have today?
Demanding someone keep a particular individual's name out your bleeping mouth has definitely become a thing, is getting way overused, needs to be uttered as often as humanly possible.
Okay. Yes, Marv.
No, forgive me.
Oh, okay.
Off mic.
Do we have Louis Riddick? The sound of?
We have Tua Tagovailoa.
Marvin, hello.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I said Tua.
Okay.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Yeah. So that's what Todd's referring to.
Yeah, Ryan Clark Tua.
Or Ryan Clark, and then he talks about Tua. Okay.
No.
Yeah, Marv.
We have Tua Tagovailoa responding to Ryan Clark.
Do you guys want to set up the story at all?
Yeah,
or?
I was going to say.
I said, just roll it.
Okay. Do we have Tua right now talking about Ryan Clark?
Tyler, roll it.
He probably knows more about me than I know about myself. I mean, I don't know. I mean, Ryan's been out the league for some time. I don't know. It's a little weird when other people are talking about other people when they're not that person. So, like, my background is, like, I come from a Samoan family. Like, respect is everything. But, you know, does get to a point where, hey, a little easy on that, buddy, because, you know, I think we're pretty tough-minded people, and if we need to get scrappy, we can get scrappy too. Just saying. I mean, I think we all worked hard throughout the offseason, and I'm not someone to talk about myself the entire time, but it takes a lot. You think I wanted to build all this muscle? Like, not to some extent. Like, I wanted to, you know, I wanted to be a little lighter. There's a mixture of things that people don't understand, that people don't know about, that are talked about, that go behind the scenes. So, you know. I'd appreciate if you kept my name out your mouth. That's what I'd say.
Whoa. Yes, Seton.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
What the hell is he talking about?
Okay, so Ryan Clark said that it didn't look like Tua worked out in the offseason and that he was thick and he looked like a dancer at Onyx, which is a strip club, I believe.
And wasn't listening to his nutritionist and I guess kind of eating whatever he felt like.
Yes. So then Tua then called him out.
That's about as mad as Tua's ever been. He's a very docile guy in interviews and at the podium.
It didn't sound like you're going to threaten somebody. Like, that didn't really sound like a threat. Like, when Will Smith said it, that had a little bit more of a threat to it. Tua was being very nice when he said, please, you know, keep my name out of your mouth here. But that is Tua talking about Ryan Clark. Ryan's got to be fair to him. I know he's trying to joke a little bit there, but, you know, do you have any research here? Did somebody tell you that he didn't work out? He looked like he's a lot bigger. I know he did get a tat, or he's got like a half of his arm is sleeved now. And he talked about, you know, that he must have been getting tattoos. And, like, you know, we're desperate to talk about something, apparently, that you're going to talk about Tua, and he looks like a stripper at a, you know, Onyx in Atlanta. Yes, Marvin.
I'm shocked you didn't say, like, Magic City or something like that. Oh. I do like the poll, though.
You do.
But it's kind of disrespectful.
Well, I was surprised that he took a shot at Tua. I mean, you can take a shot at Tua, but not for that. Unless you have somebody who tells you, hey, here's what I've learned. Not, he looks like he didn't work out at all. So it seems like we're trying to generate a little content there. Yes, he.
I'm not saying that athletes should show up for the beginning of the season out of shape. But I'm kind of okay with them not being in flawless shape either. Like, you're supposed to get away a little bit. You're supposed to relax. You're supposed to unwind so you eat a little worse than you did. I don't really know that I need the robot guy who's like 24/7, even in the middle of, you know, April. Like, I can't. I got season coming up. I got.
Yeah, but that's the way athletes used to be. They would get in shape. Training camp is where you got in shape.
Yeah.
Now it's, you know, there's so much money at stake. You gotta be year round.
But do you look at the quarterback position differently? Like, a quarterback's being in shape to do what? Drop back? And, I mean, he's not a running quarterback, not a pure running quarterback in any way. That he's a guy, like, all he's got to do is avoid big hits this year. He could pass. He could run a little bit.
Yeah. I'd still like for Tua to you know, be ready to go. I didn't analyze him and go, you know what, he looks a little thick. Or it looks like he hadn't been working out.
A little more to grab right there on the side, huh?
he's going to get sacked easier. You put on weight for roles, haven't you, Will?
That's what I'm best at. Yeah.
Putting on weight.
putting it on.
Can you take it off?
Yeah. No, usually not. Yeah.
You know, like De Niro could do it, and he wins an Academy Award. Like, why don't you try something like that?
Just lose a bunch of weight?
Yeah, apparently that you can get recognition if you lose a lot or gain a lot of weight.
I guess I just need the correct role, you know?
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Like a dramatic spin? A
dramatic turn.
A turn, yeah.
Where I have to lose 100 pounds.
Okay.
Maybe it's a movie about an actor trying to lose 100 pounds for the role.
Okay.
Right?
Like Dallas Buyers Club, Matthew McConaughey, the backstory.
But the backstory. Ah. Right.
Okay. Any other poll questions here before we take a break?
We had one other one. If I was a big-time celebrity and recognized in the street by a large group, I would welcome all the attention and stick around for photos and autographs, humor a select few of them, and then say, sorry, folks, got to run. Ignore everyone and escape the situation ASAP.
Okay, what are you saying about Will last night?
I'm saying the first one. He actually is very generous with his time and does everything he can to make everybody happy. That's at least what I've seen since we've been here.
There were two little boys, though, that were walking behind him yesterday.
Oh, I hated those little boys.
And I'm walking with these two little boys, and Will is walking in front.
I did not notice the two little boys, by the way.
And they're so... Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So they're going, that's Elf. That's Elf. And they had wide... I mean, they were so... And Will couldn't be bothered. You know, he had to be...
That is not... Yeah, that is erroneous. But what about the first pub?
Yeah.
The woman who brought her five-year-old...
Right.
Well, it was her son's birthday.
Correct.
Fifth birthday.
Yeah, so a woman is sitting there at the pub. The pub is packed.
Yes.
Will and the whole crew walks in, and everyone's really going crazy. The woman goes, what's going on? And I told her, I go, we're an American show. And she had no idea you were coming. I go, oh, did you bring your son here to meet Will? She goes, nope. And she just brought her son to the pub because it was his fifth birthday.
It was his fifth birthday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not only was it his fifth birthday, but it's his favorite pub.
It's his favorite pub.
came here. This is his favorite place. Yeah. Really?
He's a regular.
He had his choice of all the pubs in Dublin.
And
this is his favorite one.
That one.
Good kid.
His favorite.
All right. We'll take a break. The Notre Dame head coach, Marcus Freeman, will join us here coming up. And we'll take a break. We're back after this. Dan Patrick Show. Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Brand new NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net. One-of-a-kind digital cards. Panini's public auctions on the site. You find the hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats. These are the official products of the NFL, NBA, UFC, FIFA World Cup, and collegiate sports. Collectors, share your cards in the public gallery, complete challenges to earn exclusive award cards, and make sure you check out the newly released NFL and NBA prism packs. More of your favorite Panini brands now as NFTs. Panini NFT platform, new features coming next month, and the only platform where you can win physical versions of your NFTs. Panini NFT trading cards, giving you the opportunity to pull autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, even one-of-one NFTs from every pack. Visit nft.paniniamerica.net. That's nft.paniniamerica.net. The official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Keeper's Heart, new and unique style of whiskey, combines the best of Irish and American whiskeys in creating the smooth character of Irish whiskey, the bold flavors of American whiskeys. If you're a whiskey fan, you got to try it. Please drink responsibly. What's the poll question we're going to go with there? We'll hear from Reggie Bush coming up a little bit. We will talk about Shohei Ohtani's injury and how that affects his future as a pitcher slash hitter, or maybe just a hitter, and his contract and what he can ask for. What's the poll question we're going to go with, Steve?
Perfect segue, Dan, okay. As you always do. Shohei Ohtani, we've got two options for the first hour. One, betting on yourself is a good idea, bad idea. Would you give Shohei Ohtani the biggest contract in baseball history, yes or no?
Okay, we'll save that. But those are things that we thought-provoking questions there. All right, we'll get to phone calls coming up the best we can. Operator Tyler standing by. If you're watching on Peacock, thank you. Our streaming partner and our radio affiliates around the country, numbering nearly 400. He is the head coach of Notre Dame. He's Marcus Freeman, former player at Ohio State. Paulie with his new drum roll. I like it. And let's welcome in Marcus Freeman, Notre Dame head football coach. Here he goes. Looks like he got in a... Whoa.
With the snow.
Wow. Coach went right by Will.
I didn't see his hand. I missed it.
Oh, you missed it.
Uh-huh.
Is it because he's rooting for Navy? He hates Notre Dame? That was just an accident.
To each their own, you know.
Okay.
To each their own.
All right.
To each their own. But I just happened to miss your hand. I'm sorry.
Okay.
That.
All good. All good. We're all good.
Yeah. So, Will, you're not going to be at the game, but he's been at Notre Dame games before, and he's been yelling at Brady Quinn.
Yeah. I would comment on how high he wore his pants in the middle of the game. Yes.
But he will not be there. He will not be there this Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah. But maybe when USC plays Notre Dame, you might be going to that game.
I might be coming to that game.
We have to make that happen.
Okay.
Oh. And I know you're a USC fan, but we have to get you to Notre Dame Stadium for that game.
I would love to be there.
Okay.
And
look at that.
There we go.
Look at the dreams. Look at what we do. We hook you up.
Fellowship.
Oh, fellowship.
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Fellowship.
Yes.
Did you just arrive this morning?
Yeah, we got in about 10 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did you get sleep?
No. But this is what we wanted to do. We wanted to fly overnight, and then once we landed, we want to stay up until tonight, and then our kids will be – we're going to practice here this afternoon, and then
Here's the question. Did you get a workout in right away?
I haven't had time yet. I will today.
Okay.
I will today.
Who wants to play the Marcus Freeman bench press game? Todd, what do you think is one rep?
315.
Okay. Seton O'Connor.
We'll go 325.
325. All right, Marvin.
I'm going to go 350.
350. All right.
One rep.
Okay, one rep. Yeah, Paulie.
One rep with the guys around and pumping them up. I'm going to go 340.
Okay, 340. And what about you, Will?
135.
Okay.
Just the plates. One plate on each side.
He said mine, not yours.
Okay. Oh!
Wait. I think I could still do 135. I think I could still do it.
So what is your best one rep?
I would say I could probably go 330. Okay. Now, the last time I was 315 for three.
Okay.
So I don't know what that equals out to.
So 330.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you lift with your players?
When they're in there, I don't lift with them. I can't. Their workouts are crazy. But I make sure they know I'm working out.
How have workouts changed since you played? As opposed to what you're asking them to do now?
Yeah, I really think it's evolved. I mean, there's just been different styles of strength coaches. And as you really become a coach and you see how important that position is, it's been great to really be a part of some great strength and conditioning coaches. But that weight room pushes your culture, pushes your message as a head coach. They're with the strength coaches probably more than they are with the football coaches. And it has to be important. And not only are you lifting and running in the weight room, but the culture of your program is being driven every day.
Yeah, I wonder about that, though. When, as a player, did you get yelled at?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, as a coach, do you coach the same way you were coached?
I hope I'm more mature. I hope I don't do something just because I saw somebody else do it, but I'm intentional about the way I coach, and ultimately it's to get the best out of your players. And there's different ways. You can't coach everybody the same. Certain guys need to be yelled at and pushed at and encouraged in a loud voice. But
encouraged in a loud voice.
And some need to be brought to the side, and you need to talk to them and see, you know, hey, you're not doing exactly what we want. How do we get this changed? And so here's what I want a culture of, though, is that when mistakes happen, I want them to look at their coach. It could be their head coach. It could be their position coach. I want a culture that when I make a mistake, I can look at my coach and say, coach me, make me better. So it's our job to create that culture as coaches that they're not making a mistake and they instantly go to fear because they're going to get screamed at. It's like, coach me and make me better. And that's a culture we got to create.
Help me understand this, that you're 9-5 as the head coach. Mm-hmm. So they gave you that loss in the Fiesta Bowl as the interim head coach?
Yeah.
But should you get that loss?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But you were the interim head coach.
I was the head coach for that game.
Okay.
Because if we would have won, I would have won that count in the win.
Growing up, what did you think of Notre Dame?
Tradition.
But did you like Notre Dame?
You know, I respected Notre Dame.
But you went to Ohio State.
Yeah, I was from Ohio. My father's from Columbus, Ohio. Grew up... all I did was watch Ohio State. I grew up wanting to be an Ohio State football player. I was able to go to one game as a recruit to Notre Dame. And again, the tradition, the excellence that they have sticks out in my mind. But I was focused on one school when I was growing up.
How involved are you in the future scheduling of games?
I'm involved, but it's constantly changing. Yeah. Right? I'm involved in the conversations, but there is no clear cut, okay, let's schedule out the next 5 years. With the 12-team playoff, with the change of conferences, the new deals in terms of media rights, this is changing yearly. And so I'm involved just because I want to make sure I know where we're headed. But I got so many other things to worry about. Jack Swarbrick and the people that make decisions are going to put us in a position to have success. I know that.
But recruiting, how has it changed? And now with name, image, and likeness, and what is improper and what's proper, and, you know, have people downloaded you on, you can do this and you can't do that?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is that you have to address it. The NIL is going to be a topic that most kids want to discuss, and maybe the kids or the parents, and so you got to be able to address it. In terms of how Notre Dame's competing in the landscape of NIL. But I still think that we have to distinguish ourselves from other schools with our football excellence, but also our excellence in education, right? That's what makes Notre Dame different, is that we say we're going to sell football excellence, but the degree, you take out football, the degree from Notre Dame is
But how many kids
special.
Care about that in reality, Marcus?
It's showing them what the degree does for them. Like, do they care about getting a Notre Dame degree? Maybe not, but let me show you what a Notre Dame education can do for you beyond the game of football. Okay. I don't want to cheat you in the game of football, right? So you can't just skip over the development of football, right, and how we're going to develop you as a football player and the football efforts we're going to have as a program. But let me show you at some point the game's over. I don't care how old you are. I don't know when it's going to be, but it's going to be over. This is what an education at Notre Dame can truly open doors to for you.
He's Marcus Freeman, Notre Dame head coach. They play Navy coming up on Saturday night. Yes, Will. Captain?
Coach, let me ask, what scares you about the Navy squad when you look at them tactically?
Yeah. Let's start. Do you want to start with the dive?
Let's start with the dive.
He starts with the
Let's
dive.
Let's start with the dive.
Then the
That's
QB.
That's the foundation of their offense,
and then
right?
The pitch. Yeah, exactly
okay.
right.
Okay.
That's
what it's all about.
It keeps it gives you nightmares.
But things haven't changed there in 50 years, have they, with the Naval Academy or Army?
No, but I think they've gotten better. Their athletes have gotten better.
But how would you like to be a wide receiver at Navy or Army?
Well, listen, a couple of them caught some long balls on us last year, so, you know.
You're not.
Listen, I have the respect for them.
Maybe I should have brought that up last year to you.
Exactly. Yeah. I have a lot of respect for them.
Will the two teams do anything kind of ceremonial? Like, will you guys hang out at all? Like, is there like a meal or anything like that? No. It's not like a bowl game situation.
No.
Okay.
No. Okay. And I don't know how many bowl games are still doing that.
Yeah.
You
right.
know, but
right.
I know when I was playing, we used to always do it. But after the game, I know we'll both sing each other's alma mater, you know. And listen, there is a lot of respect I know that the Notre Dame football program has for the United States Navy.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
And their football team. And so we don't need to have dinner with them before so they understand that. They know we respect what they do.
So Sam Hartman is, what, a year younger than you? Is
that, no, it's two. 2 years.
2 years, younger. Yeah. All right. So you got a quarterback who's 24. I mean, how much of a luxury is that as a head coach that he's got all this experience? He's got 100 touchdown passes in his career, and he transfers in, and now you got a guy who's, you know, a mature man.
Yeah. There's no substitution for experience. And I don't care what your profession is. You can be a quarterback. You can be the head coach at Notre Dame. There's no substitution for that experience. And so Sam understands the ups and downs that come along with playing that position, right? And he is in constant he's practicing and playing at a constant standard. Like, he's never too high and never too low. And so the ability to talk to him and have conversations with him that might be different to some of my other players, sure. right? Because he has that experience. And the other thing he brings to our program, other than his talent, is the leadership skills, right? He has a true ability to make those guys around him better. And he's been a great addition for our program.
Do you have a question for Will?
I don't know, man. You know what? Here's what
I'm an open book.
It's more of it's not a question, but an ask. I have to get a picture with you because my kids, their favorite movie is Elf.
Well,
here's
he won't stop and acknowledge your kids.
I blew by the two sweet little adorable
little
Irish
boys,
kids yesterday.
Two little boys going, buddy, that's Elf. And Will's like, yeah, so what? And he just kept going.
I don't got time, kids. I don't know what Gaelic is for I don't got time, but I don't got it.
When's the last time you hit somebody?
Me?
Yeah, do you miss it?
I hit my kids every once
in a while. No. Like, do you tackle?
I'm not beating. Like, hold on. I'm not saying.
Like, do you tackle your – do you ever get into a drill and you want to hit somebody?
No.
You know better.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
I made a decision you know, it really starts with my oldest son. So my oldest son is 16, and he's a wrestler and plays football. And probably about a year ago, we were wrestling. And it was one of those ones that you had to go way too hard to make sure you didn't get embarrassed. And after that, I said, I'm good. I'm not going to lose, but I'm not going to wrestle anymore. Right? And so the same thing with football. Like, I'm not going to lose, so I'm not going to be stupid and go out there and embarrass myself. So
How important was that video we saw with your team when those kids wanted you to be the head coach and they, like, it felt like they were not going to take no for an answer? How important was that moment for you to see what your impact was on these younger kids?
You know, I think every day you pour everything you have into your players. And that's my focus every day, is to pour as much as I can into our players. But sometimes things like that help you reflect and say, you know what, this is what it's all about. And that's a bigger scale of a text you might get from a former player. It says, thanks for pushing me, or, coach, I love you. I'm having a bad one. Of my former players texted me, just had his first child, and thanks for being a great example. Like, that's the sometimes the reminders that you often get, that this is what it's about. It's about pouring into those kids. And so hopefully that video is a reflection of that, is that a bunch of young people trust who their head coach is. Really,
but they connected with you. They connected with you. But you were not a head coach. And sometimes you connect with your position coach. Now he's the head coach. Did you worry about changing?
No.
Like, are you the same guy that you were before you became a head coach?
At the core of my foundation, I truly believe I am. Now, are my responsibilities different? Absolutely. Yeah. Is my relationship with 120 guys different? Yeah.
Do you know everybody's name?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Are you sure? They usually put like their names on their helmets to help you, don't they?
No. I take a lot of pride in that, to make sure.
When
that
you
I'm
yell out 853.
No, okay. I better know his name.
Okay. All right. Who's 53?
Murph. That's what we call him. Murph. Murph. He's one of our centers. Big Murph. He's a senior.
But, coach, be honest. You got like five Murphs on the team.
Right? No, he's only Murph.
I mean, it is Notre Dame.
Yeah. There's a bunch of Murphs.
Listen, they might have nicknames. Like, I might not know, like, everyone first, middle, last name. But I know, hey, there's only one Murph.
There's only one Murph.
One Murph.
Maybe you could show us form tackling during the commercial break, and you can use Will as the dummy. And you could get your picture, too.
Let's do that.
All right.
I'm good with that.
We'll take a break. I'll see you on Saturday night. I'll be on the side. I'm going to split time on both sides, though.
Okay.
Just letting you know. I do respect the Naval Academy, but I did grow up Notre Dame football fan.
And your alma mater?
Is Dayton.
And I'm a Dayton, Ohio boy.
Yeah, University of Dayton.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely. I got a letter, a recruiting letter from Digger Phelps, and he said, alumni in your area recommended you, and we're interested in recruiting you. And then I got another letter about 2 weeks later saying we're not interested in recruiting you. So that's
so they saw you play.
That's as close as I got. But, it was a really important 2 weeks there.
That's
awesome. So I remained a Notre Dame fan and a friend of Digger Phelps, but that's as close as I got. All right, we'll take a break. And Notre Dame will play on NBC coming up on Saturday night against Navy. We're back after this with our play of the day. Innovation Refunds has been helping small businesses that qualify to get a business payroll tax refund through what is called the Employee Retention Credit, or ERC. If you own a business with more than 5 employees, you could have money waiting to be claimed. If your CPA said that you might not qualify for the ERC, it might be worth getting a second opinion. Innovation Refunds doesn't provide tax or legal advice, but they will work with independent tax professionals and share information with them just to see if you apply. And terms and conditions do apply in these cases. They've been helping eligible businesses claim their ERC tax refund since 2021, and they might be able to help you with your business as well. To get started, you have to go to innovationrefunds.com. There's no upfront charge. They don't get paid unless you get paid. To get started, you can call 1-843-REFUNDS, 1-843-REFUNDS, or innovationrefunds.com. That's innovationrefunds.com. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Beyer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Oh, my God.
The play, the play, play of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
They're going to play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Here's the 3-2. Swung on, hit in the air to right field. It is high. It is far. It is gone. His third home run of the game. A Judgian blast to right field. And the Yankees take an 8-0 lead.
Yankees Radio Network, John Sterling with the call. Aaron Judge, first three-homer game of his career. Before his first home run of the game, the Yankees had gone 61 innings without hitting a home run. Third longest stretch in franchise history. That is your play of the day, brought to you by the great folks at Panini America. Hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats. The only place to collect them all, Panini Trading Cards, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. You can start or continue your collection now at PaniniAmerica.net. I love the sound of Coach Freeman hitting Paulie, and you just hear this, oh! And I think you were a little surprised that Coach was going to put some leather on you.
Well, he was walking us through a form tackle, and he was talking it out with you, and he kind of lowered and put his shoulder about 2 inches away from my rib cage, mm-hmm. and he just goes, pop! And I went, and it was worse than that.
I tell you, it always ends badly when you want somebody to tackle
it
you.
It was fun.
Yes, he.
All you just hear is a,
yeah. I've preemptively scheduled an MRI for you, just so you.
Your guy?
Yeah, yeah. My guy. Yeah. Yeah.
So. Reggie Bush was talking yesterday, and he's suing the NCAA for defamation, and had this to say about holding the NCAA accountable.
It's about truth, getting the facts out, and holding the NCAA accountable, which is, I think, the first time maybe that, at least in my memory, that this has happened.
He also hopes to one day be back with the football team, and he wants his Heisman Trophy back.
I got dreams of coming back in the stadium and running out of that tunnel with the football team. I got dreams of walking back in here, seeing my jersey, my banner, right down there next to the rest of the Heisman Trophy winners, but I can't rightfully do that without my Heisman Trophy.
Okay, he also has to get his stats back from the NCAA. Now, that's the first priority, is getting his numbers back from the NCAA to then, because if he has no numbers, then how's he going to, you know, get the Heisman back? Yes, Pauline.
How would the NCAA reinstate his numbers without reinstating USC's national title? You know what I mean? Whatever they took away from USC would also have to be in that basket as well, I would think.
I think there's a lot in that basket right now. And then he's suing the NCAA because there was a pay-for-play, and he said that wasn't the case, which it wasn't pay-for-play. He just, you know, reneged on paying somebody back, and they outed him. Yes, Marv.
But he just got inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame, too. So they can't say, hey, like, I know you guys don't think you saw him play, but we did.
The way I look at it is, if USC is welcoming him back, then I'm fine with it. Like, I don't, it's not something I worry about. Now, I know it's important to Reggie, but as somebody who's been covering this for a long, long time, I know what I saw. And he was as good a college football player as I've seen. And I've been watching college football for over 50 years. But at the time, these were the rules, and he did something, and you can't go back and say, well, now you have name, image, and likeness, so that doesn't apply. It does. Name, image, and likeness works now, but what happened back then, they got put on probation. Was it too severe of a punishment? Absolutely. I mean, that moment, that decision, devastated USC for 10 years. Was it worth it? Was it fair? The answer is no. Pete Carroll ended up leaving. You know, Pete knew the end was near. He ended up leaving. And USC has not been the same since then. And, you know, they basically coming around this year where they're going to be a national power. But do you want to give him his stats back? Do you want to give him his Heisman back? I don't know. Will, let me ask you.
I think I'm going to join the lawsuit as well.
Oh, you are? You're suing the NCAA.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. On behalf of Reggie Bush.
Well, last action.
Yes. Because I want my Heisman back.
Okay. Because you got hurt by this decision, too.
I got hurt very much.
Remember, you stopped telling people that you graduated from USC for a long, long time.
Long, long time. I was afraid to say it.
Yeah.
But I think I'm joining.
Yes, Paul.
You get Tom Selleck, isn't he a USC guy? Start getting some power behind this?
I don't know if he was.
I think Selleck was.
Really?
Was he a volleyball player?
I think he was a volleyball. Didn't we read that?
I know he played volleyball. I don't know if he played at USC. Yes, Marv.
I think Rob Kardashian can join you also. I think he's a USC guy.
I don't think it's going to help the lot.
Yeah, that's not going to help.
Did he graduate? Did he actually graduate?
Well, that's a good question. Efforting.
Okay. Okay.
I'll look.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're still trying to find out if Kurt Bavakwa is related to Pete Bavakwa from yesterday's show.
How many Bavakwas are there in the world?
Not many.
Especially in sports.
Not
too,
many. Right? All I know is Tommy Lasorda had his tirade, and he mentioned Kurt Bavakwa's name. When that, you know, profanity-laced tirade.
Classic. Classic.
Yes, Paulie.
I got Tom Selleck confirmed, USC.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, there's some other names that might not help, but Judd Apatow?
Sure.
Judd? Is Spielberg USC?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, what's he done?
He's, yeah. Who? I think he's Cal State Long Beach. I think he's a 49er.
Okay.
Okay. Forrest Whitaker. He's big time.
Okay. All right.
You get a whole group with Reggie.
I think he's got an Academy Award, doesn't
sure.
he? Yeah.
Comedy director Jay Roach, USC. Yeah,
yes.
Okay. Yeah, Marv.
Rob Kardashian, University of Southern California graduate, School of Business.
Okay. How about that for Rob?
So he can join.
All right, Rob.
All right, Rob.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, also?
He doesn't have to stand in his sister's shadows anymore.
That's quite the shadow. Never mind. Reggie Bush won't be the most controversial Heisman Trophy winner at USC.
So yeah, that's true.
So I think he's good on that point.
Nope. Yeah. That's why when people go, OJ got to keep his.
Hello, Twitter world.
It's
me, your old pal, OJ.
That was different.
We're broadcasting live from Dublin, Ireland. Speaking of Ireland.
Yeah, they always go, well, OJ needs to give his back. Good luck getting it.
I'd like somebody
did
to
he
come
sell
take it.
It? No, OJ sold his.
I think he went to prison because somebody had his Heisman.
I think you're
remember
right.
In Vegas?
I think you're right.
Like, yeah. In my Heisman bag.
The Heisman wasn't in the mix of stuff that was stolen from him.
Oh.
We should be giving NIL the Heisman. I don't like how this is corrupting the game.
Imagine if Reggie Bush shows up at the stadium yesterday and OJ shows up.
OJ's there.
Here to help.
Yeah. Just want to lend my support, Reggie. I think what they did to you was wrong.
Yeah. Well,
it was criminal. No, I know criminal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Fight on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fight on, fight Trojan.
Keep fighting on.
Yeah.
Basketball program's really looking up to.
We haven't heard anything about LeBron's son in a while, right?
Mm-mm. No updates.
Nothing, yeah, no. Right?
That's a really good point.
Yeah, yeah. Marv.
Yeah, last time Drake performed in L.A. and Bronny walked out with Drake.
Oh.
So maybe he's feeling all right. Maybe he can go out there.
Well, I'm sure walking out with Drake is different than going out and playing basketball.
Yeah, there's been no basketball updates.
Yeah.
Nope. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
I just said if there were any updates, you'd just say basketball updates.
Yeah.
I think that's a precursor to the layup line, walking out with Drake, and then the next thing you do is you get in the layup line. So he's getting there.
He's coming back. Yeah, good to see you. Thank you, Tom.
Maybe Drake.
Welcome to the show.
Can't win, Tom.
Maybe Drake's probably got some eligibility left. Maybe he goes and plays for USC.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want that.
Have you seen Drake play?
I don't think I have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Lucky you.
Yeah.
All right.
No, that's not good. We'll take a break.
I've seen him give shoulder back rubs to the head coach of the Raptors.
1 hour in the books. Two more to go. Back after this from Dublin. One more item as we close out the first hour. We've waited all year long, and it's finally arrived. College football is back, and so are the traditions, the tailgates, the great offers from DraftKings Sportsbook. Right now, new customers can score $200 in bonus bets instantly when they bet just $5 on any college football bet. Kick off the season, DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the app now. Use the promo code Patrick. New customers, you can score $200 in bonus bets instantly when you bet just $5 on any college football game. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook, make sure you use the promo code Patrick. Fritzy?
21 and over in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Bonus issued as free bets. One early win token issued at opt-in. Moneyline bets only. Deposit and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Everything you love about Mercedes, the style, the comfort, the technology, the choice, is now available in electric. The vehicles, all electric. The feeling, all Mercedes. The choice, all yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ.